This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As promised just a couple of minutes ago, there will be housing data out tomorrow in the form of the benchmark Case-Shiller Home Price Index. But really, all you got to do is look at mortgage rates to know which way the wind is blowing in real estate. 7% or so for a 30-year fixed. But for buyers who can afford it, the ever-so-slight slowdown in the U.S. housing market could lead to a slightly less stressful experience. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
When Lauren Piner started working as a real estate agent in Florence, South Carolina last year, it was exhausting.
If we saw a house pop on the market, we would be running out the door like we were on fire that day, sprinting through the house and then making an offer if they liked it.
But in recent months, she says, the pace has slowed down.
They really can like go home and sleep on it and talk to their lender, talk to their family. Buyers have like a little room to breathe now.
Jeff Tucker at real estate site Zillow says listings are staying on the market for about 19 days now, compared to a week or less in the spring.
Homes are taking a lot longer to sell than almost at any point so far in the pandemic.
And that has an effect on prices.
When sellers go one weekend after another without receiving an offer, they start to worry that maybe they priced their home too high.
More than 27% of listings on Zillow last month had a price cut, a new high. And even after an offer is accepted, buyers are in a better position. Over the last 2 years, fierce competition resulted in many buyers waiving inspections and rushing into escrow, says Lawrence Yoon with the National Association of Realtors.
But today, with calmer market condition, the home inspection is being insisted upon.
The results of the inspection can lead to a new round of negotiations, says broker Tim Monicum, who recently worked with a seller in Portland, Oregon.
The buyer came back with a laundry list of things that my seller was willing to do and got done. Buyers are asking for repairs. They're asking for closing costs. That's becoming much more the norm.
That is, it's becoming the norm again. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.